Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to our February 18th, 2015, actually our first call of 2015. This is an AIM Essentials call featuring EMC Squared co-founder Roberta Halatic. Our topic tonight is Beyond Healing Imbalances, the importance of life force and doing all we can to physically and energetically to keep it high. We're going to be discussing why reaching and maintaining a high life force is really more vital than ever. And we'll talk about the many ways in which AIM and other conscious choices that we're making can assist with that. This is your host, Judy Greeno, and I'm, of course, extremely happy to be here with Roberta, one of the three co-founders of EMC Squared, the Energetic Matrix Church of Consciousness, LLC. She's also Vice President of Operations, and she's known and worked with Stephen Lewis, the developer of the AIM program of energetic balancing, since 1987. To learn more about Roberta, Stephen, and the third co-founder, Evan Slauson, or to get a copy of their book, Sanctuary, the Path to Consciousness, in paperback or audio CD format, visit your facilitator's website or aimprogram.com. As always, we'll be opening the lines to take your comments and questions later in the call, so do stay with us. Before we get started, we want to remind our listeners that AIM energetic balancing is not healthcare or medicine, and it does not diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. EMC Squared's spiritual technology assists you 24/7 in healing yourself. When discussing energetic imbalances that have names that are the same as or that are similar to the names of diseases, we're talking about energetic imbalances only, not about actual diseases. Energetic imbalances are vibrations in consciousness on the spiritual plane. I was just telling Liz, who's like the early bird every call, monthly or weekly, Roberta, telling her it's been 4 months. You and I haven't done a call together since October of 2014. It seems even longer ago than that.
Wow, I didn't realize it had been that long.
I know. It's just like, wait a minute. I talk to Stephen every week, and I'm like, where's Roberta? I miss Roberta. Here we go. Well, finally. Finally, we get to start off the calls for 2015, so thank you for making the time to be with us tonight.
Well, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Okay. Well, you know, considering our topic, let's do this. Why don't we start off the call by having you explain to everybody what life force is, because it's got kind of a unique definition as used by you guys with EMC Squared. I mean, other people may use the term, but I think it's important to understand what you guys mean by life force.
Well, you know, our life force is, it's our capacity to heal. It's our capacity to overcome adversities in our lives, stresses, diseases, what have you, anything that stresses our body. It could be happiness, it could be sadness, it could be health, it could be, you know, being not healthy. But that's pretty much what our life force does. And it's our inner strength to overcome all this. It's our power, our healing power. And we can't get confused with having a high life force and being healthy, because it really doesn't. You could have a high life force and have some really drastic thing going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that you understand that what your life force is just your healing power. How much power do you have within you to overcome what it is that you're coming up against, whether it's a cold, a flu, one of the new frequencies Stephen put on the trays, or maybe it's something a little bit different than that. Maybe it's, you know, some kind of other disease or illness that you've been diagnosed with that you're trying to overcome. So that's kind of what it is. And we know that it's a measurement that we measure on a scale of 1 to 100. Well, now we go to the triple digits below that, the negatives, because some people are coming on with really low life forces, as we all know. So some of you that are new to the program may have found that you got a letter that said your life force was, you know, 000 or 0.0004, whatever it has happened to be. So don't be discouraged with that number, because it really rises pretty rapidly while we're on the program. So we just want to make sure that we understand that just because we don't have any imbalances, or maybe we haven't found any imbalances, that our life force is going to be higher or lower. the life forces, remember, and I keep stressing this because it's just our inner strength. So we could have someone come on the program that might have a life force or might be on the program right now and say their life force is 100, and then something happens and something's uncovered. Maybe they have a frequency of parasites, or maybe they have a frequency of cancer or something else like that, or maybe just one of these other frequencies that maybe depletes their life force a little bit. So when we have different frequencies still within us that we have to heal, it stresses our life force. We can still hit 100. So those people coming on the program now with these low life forces, and they've got this whole, you know, laundry list of stuff that, you know, their body's going to be clearing. Each time they clear things, their life force is going to go up a few points until they hit that 100 mark. I hope that makes sense.
Right, right. And I think what you're saying, too, is and Stephen's probably a prime example of this, that he's had a life force of 100 since, like, I guess I would say around the year 2000, and yet even Stephen is still healing hereditary imbalances that have been so deeply buried in him.
Absolutely.
Right? So it doesn't mean but what it does mean, the life force of 100 doesn't mean you don't have any imbalances left to heal, but it does mean that once you've reached that point, which is usually within a year, it does mean that if you're going to heal some imbalance that Stephen's just put in the trays, if you're selecting those balancing energies, you heal them awfully quickly these days, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we are going through these. I was just speaking to a participant that's been with me since I've been with Stephen. So she's been with us since like 1987, 1988. And I was telling her that she was clearing some hereditary frequencies that she wanted to know about. She had been in for a special recheck because she had a particular issue. And she said, wow, we go through these fast. And because she could remember when we, back in the old days, that when we used to have to use tinctures and how it would take a bottle, you had to take one of those, which would be a hereditary or maybe a couple in there, but it would take you a whole month to get past that. And then, you know, so now we're whipping through these, and it's like 4, 5, 6 days, sometimes a little bit longer, but we're really, you know, moving fast compared to how we were before, and it used to take so long. So, you know, we've really expanded this, and the technology is helping us, and we're also, I guess, becoming more conscious as a group that we're able to overcome these a lot faster.
Absolutely. Kind of, it's go ahead.
It's a nice thing.
It almost boggles the mind, because it's like, okay, when you get a life force to 100, you can better direct your own personal energy, and if you choose to, you know, you can become more aware of other people and how your thoughts and your feelings and everything is affecting everything about you. But I like to every now and then, Roberta, you were just talking about this person who obviously was initially a patient of you and Stephen before you guys had the AIM program. But even after you had the AIM program for a while, for like, what, 5 years or so, you guys used to offer a six-month program. That right there boggles my mind that was ever a consideration, considering what's going on these days, right?
Right, but at that point in time, we were also coming on the program with a higher life force than we are now. So that kind of, you know, gave us a big jump, too.
Yeah.
But true, the six-month program, you could reach 106 months, which was crazy now.
Yeah.
Because sometimes even now it takes us it's taking 11 months almost to the day, and sometimes a little bit longer depending on who we are. But I was going back to when you were talking about Stephen still clearing hereditary things, and I've had people, you know, send me emails and going, well, you probably don't have any more hereditary frequencies, so you don't know what it's like, kind of a thing. And I'm like, well, if you could hear my voice today, it's coming and going. So I am clearing some hereditary things today. So, you know, I am clearing just like everybody else. And, you know, some days I can clear them and I don't feel anything. And then other days, you know, I get the frog in my throat and that kind of thing. But, you know, it's all good because that's a good reminder.
Yeah, that's a good reminder of how unique everybody is, that two different people can have the same imbalance. One may not feel a thing when they while they're selecting the balancing energies and healing it, and the other one, it can be of significant impact. So that's a good point to make. So, and the last thing I'm going to throw into here is just sometimes it's hard for people to appreciate what a huge deal it is when you go from a life force of less than a one to a life force of 100. That's a monumental leap. You know, even if you're still healing things and everything is not quite like you want it yet, that's a huge accomplishment. And it's hard for people to sometimes appreciate that if there's still some lingering issue they're not quite done with yet, right?
Well, yeah, and it's like when I was talking to this woman the other day, and she's saying, well, what's my life force? And I go, well, you know, you're still at 100. You're just clearing this stuff. And she's like, oh, thank goodness. Because she, I guess, was thinking that, because she doesn't call in or I talk to her socially a lot, but she doesn't really ask for anything to be checked or anything. She just knows she's on AIM and that's good enough for her. And she's feeling good. It's only when she travels a lot. So it's only when she's, you know, not feeling her best and things have been going on for a while that she worries that because she does travel a lot that she's going to be getting one of these things that's on the news, you know, and stuff. And so she gets kind of concerned every once in a while. So then she'll ask me. But for the most part, you know, she's pretty funny about it because she goes, well, as long as my life force is 100, I'm good to go. I don't need to, you know, I'll just keep on plugging along. And she's really a very amazing woman.
Just trust the process, right?
Pardon me?
I said she's just trusting the process and her own ability to self-heal.
Yeah, and she's, you know, overcome a lot of adversities. And so she's a pretty amazing lady. I'll just tell you a little bit about her. She's kind of sort of semi-famous, but she's overcome a lot of different things. And at her age, she's really come into her own. And she's an older woman. She's over 50, I'll say, because she would kill
that
me
suffices.
If I ever said anything about her.
Most of us would.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Right? And so she collects art, and she collects antique, these oriental lacquer, the lacquer-type boxes and suitcases, and I forget what they're called, but she has this whole collection of stuff, and it's beautiful. And so she's started to do, she's been speaking at some of the colleges, and she speaks at these museums all over the world about this art, and she's been doing it for like the last 5 years. And up until that point, she never did anything like that before.
Wow.
And she truly thinks it's because of AIM, and her husband was even shocked because she's kind of always lived in his shadow, so to speak.
Cool.
And she's
coming into her
been
own.
And she's a very supportive woman. She's got two grown, beautiful kids, and they're very successful on their own. And so now she took on this, and it was someone that contacted her that knew that she collected this art and asked her if she would be interested in doing a presentation for him at one of the colleges. So she did that, and it's just snowballed. So she's pretty darn busy, and she's at her age, you know, she's cruising around doing this. And it's just, it's really, I was so impressed with her that I just was really excited because she was scared at first to go and do this because she's never spoken in front of a lot of people like this about her art. She's spoken in different things at, you know, women's meetings, and she's very active in charities and things like that. But this was different. And so it's really, really cool. And her husband was shocked. He was totally shocked.
It's amazing what we can do when we lose the baggage, right?
I know. And I guess he didn't think she could do it. And I said, well, it's just girl power. That's all.
Yep. Think again. The real lady is coming forth here, for sure.
Yeah, so it's really cool that in this stage in her life that she's reinvented herself and she's now out doing this stuff. And now she has to work her schedule around his, or he has to work his around hers more just than her working around his.
That's probably
cute. Yeah,
very
I love
good.
It. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So why we kind of in our write up for the call here we kind of we didn't imply, we actually flat out said that reaching and maintaining a high life force is more vital than ever. Why do you think that's true? I mean, it was true when you guys wrote the book years ago. 1998 was the bulk of the book was published, but it's like it does get increasingly important every year. Let's talk about some of the things that make it so vital to maintain that, to reach that high life force.
Well, it does, because look at these airborne things that we're coming up against, different diseases. People are traveling more and coming into the United States and going out of the United States and coming back, and all this stuff is getting circulated. Look at the measles stuff.
Yep.
That stuff, things spread pretty fast. The Ebola stuff. People are, you know, you have to have a high life force so that you have that power to overcome these different adversities. Not that you're going to come in contact, most of us probably would not, but with some of these other things, but for the other issues that are going around, these different flus, they call them the superbugs and all these different things that you hear about, with a high life force, it makes it much easier for us to keep our health intact, and we can keep overcoming stresses and different things that are going on. Because look at our life. When I look back at, say, 1997 to now, look at all the things that we've all gone through as a nation, as individuals, you know, as a country, whatever. There's been a lot of changes that we've had to overcome, and that stresses our bodies, and it stresses our life force too. So with a high life force, then that means that we're able to overcome some of these things. Also, with a high life force, if we were to have any kind of surgery, say not even an elective surgery, but say you have to have something like your appendix out, or maybe you have to have cataract removed, or tonsils taken out, or gallbladders. You know, there's all these things that I've been hearing about lately that people are having to go in for surgery for, and, you know, it just kind of spur of the moment kind of thing just popped up. And all of a sudden they had a gallbladder attack and they've got to have it taken out. With a high life force, you heal a lot faster. And the doctors will tell you, you know, gee, you really, you know,
yeah,
came through that with flying colors, you know. And I think you can attest to that. I can attest to that with my mom. My mom had cataracts removed last year. And she healed so fast, they were shocked. Because she's 86, and she would probably kill me for saying that too. But
yeah, that was
anyway.
A no-no.
But I have
you
to kind of put, you know.
That.
Yeah, I know. But
I'm going in with you.
Yeah, and then the other thing is parasite imbalances are becoming more and more common. Maybe because of the foods that we're eating that are coming in from different areas. I'm not really sure what the deal is on that at this point in time. But that helps us with a higher life force. It helps us to self-heal those imbalances that are attributed to. We may not be able to clear the parasite imbalance immediately, but I have seen it self-healed. So I never say never. So with
right.
high life force, anything can be changed.
Right. And it does, because and I think most people, or many people on this call have been around long enough so they know the presence of a parasite imbalance does cause one's life force, if it's gotten to 100, it does cause it to drop somewhat. But everything else that you're doing and healing with the help of the AIM program helps you keep that life force as high as possible, right?
Yeah, and the other thing is like spider bites. I was just going to say, we can't leave this topic without that.
No.
I can attest to that.
We had my girlfriend's grandson, 4.5 years old, the other day she called me and she said, something happened to the baby. And she said he had a seizure, sort of, kind of, and then he snapped out of it. He had one the following day. This time he was out for like 15 seconds.
Oh.
And they were quite worried about him. She said he couldn't move his arms or legs, and he was totally, you know, his eyes were glassy. She said he was not in the here and now with them. So we had Stephen do a check on him, and normally we don't do these kind of checks, but they were trying to get him into they were taking him to the hospital. I can't really remember the whole story. Anyway, she has been a good friend of ours since probably the early 90s. And I've known her daughter, who this little boy belongs to, I've known her since she was like 8 years old. And so we checked this little boy, and mosquito bite. He had a mosquito bite. And he seems to be doing very well now. They don't really know what they ran tests on him, and I guess they can't really find anything that was abnormal with him, and so they're not really sure, so they're running more tests on him.
Mm-hmm.
But her daughter was thrilled because she said she could remember herself getting bug bites and Stephen giving her drops when we were doing drops and stuff. So she totally connected with it. So she thinks that, you know, as long as he's over this, then he should be fine. So hopefully.
Let me ask you real quick, did Stephen find some acquired imbalance from that bite that wasn't on the trays, or was it already was the balancing energies already on the trays to help him?
Everything was already on the trays.
Cool.
There wasn't anything new. Mm-hmm. So he would have gotten over it, but at the time, you know, I thought this is kind of urgent.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little 4-year-old, you know.
Well, those of us that have had some nasty reactions, and I know there's a lot of people on this call who've had nasty reactions to different spider bites, it can really be debilitating. But boy, I'm glad you brought that up, because it's still, you know, a lot of things maybe we'd overcome, but to minimize the period that it's got to be debilitating, and to be able to overcome those things more quickly, thanks to these additional balancing energies on AIM, is really, really important. But as I'm glad he's okay, but I'm glad you mentioned that too. Well,
it
let's move
really
in.
Brilliant that he's got a high life force, and he's been on AIM since before he was born, and his mom and dad have both been on AIM, so they kind of did that clear out thing. So he was born with a pretty high life force, so thank God, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And as we know, there doesn't seem to be, you know, and there may be certain species that are diminishing, but I don't think, on the whole, spiders seem to be doing okay, as far as I can tell. So, anyway,
absolutely.
Let's go into some of the specific ways that AIM helps us reach and maintain a high life force. And what I'm asking Roberta to do is help remind us of some of these things that it's easy to take for granted, but, you know, some of the many benefits of staying with this program and helping us realize. I think we get used to how good we feel, and like, it's like, oh, huh, we feel good. But it's like, look around, and compared to other people, you know, we feel great.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, we have the benefit of accessing the energies that are on the trays 24/7. So every time I put new frequencies on the trays, when Stephen calls me and says, we've got some new stuff, we got them on there, you have access to them right away. So that helps us, and it's whether, no matter what kind of a frequency it is, it could be a hereditary frequency or an acquired, but all of these new frequencies that are added on there, you have access to while you're on AIM.
Okay.
We also, sorry, I've got a, I'm clearing one of these things, and that's why I keep coughing. I apologize. But there's tons of these balancing energies to help us counteract these different things, such as spider bites, which we talked about, all these different types of flus that are flying around, even the
right.
different types of Ebola that are on there. There's illnesses, all this stuff that's going on. It minimizes our sick days at work. I know for a fact here with my staff, with them all being on AIM, they don't call in sick half as much as I hear some of my other friends who work for different companies where the people aren't on AIM. And they have people calling in sick quite a bit, especially with this flu season that we tend
right.
to have. So, and we have some participants that might even say that they don't get sick anymore. Or if they
do. I see that all the time.
Yeah.
I tell people, I don't get a cold anymore. And then I realize, no, that's not true. I sneezed the other day.
Well, sometimes we do, but it's how fast do we get over it?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, you know, because the brilliance about AIM is it doesn't mean that we will never have a lousy day or feel sick or get sick. It just means how fast do we get past it.
Right.
We also have different energies that help us increase vitality, manage your stress, all those kinds of things. We have the anti-aging frequencies that we love to talk about, you and I, we're always talking about those, which help our organs. You know, we think of anti-aging, I think we all think about wrinkles and gray hair and that kind of thing,
true.
And mobility. But it's also our inner workings of our body, how we want to keep those at a young age. And so when Steve's talking about biological age being 21 or 18 or 24 or whatever it happens to be, when he's checking it, when he talks to us about it, what he's saying is that's the age in which our body is functioning. And that's what we want, is a lower functioning body age. We don't want to be functioning like a 9-year-old. We want to be functioning like a 19-year-old. That would
right.
be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So that also helps us too. So, and we've got emotional imbalances on there. We've got the unconditional love, all the positive reinforcement frequencies. Like when I check the new frequencies, and we always put the emotional component on there, well, we have these other emotional components that help us to stay positive. So we have pride, and we have you can help me out with these, Judy. My mind is
blank. Some of my favorites always have been things like, and I love how you reminded everybody that, yeah, when we heal hereditary imbalances, there's always some unresolved emotion that you put in the newsletter. Another reason for people to look at these newsletters. But beyond that, these frequencies that you're talking about, the enhancing frequencies, some of my favorites have always been greater feelings of worthiness, self-acceptance, perpetual gratitude. And it's just, I've always loved perpetual gratitude, because it's just like, I don't know anybody that's been able to, you know, 24/7, every second of the day, you just feel this overwhelming gratitude. But there have been so many times, and this is probably one of the earliest things I noticed from being on the program, Roberta, was just out of nowhere, for no outside reason, which it usually took an outside reason before, but just out of nowhere, you just go, my God, I just feel at peace with the world, and I just feel really, really grateful. Just out of nowhere. No, nothing happened. You didn't just win the lottery or anything. You just kind of overcome with this. And once I understood the enhancing frequencies and the extent of them, I just thought, oh, there's pretty proof positive in my book of the power of
right.
those positive energies.
Yeah, and when we do these, then it also makes us make better choices, whether it's, you know, choosing to exercise, maybe choosing to eat better, whatever it happens to be, maybe be more in tune when we're meditating, all these different things. Because I know myself, I've never been a really good meditator. But since I've been on AIM and since we've added frequencies, new frequencies, it's a little bit easier for me to meditate. So that's always a good thing, too, because then you can quiet yourself down and you can kind of
yeah.
get within. And it's like you said, you know, some days you just wake up and you just all of a sudden you go, gosh, you know, look how beautiful it is outside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there are days when you go, the things might go by and you don't even think about that, because we're so involved with what we have to do, picking kids up at school, taking them somewhere. Because kids nowadays can't be just left to, like we were when we were kids. You can't just go out and play and ride your bike wherever and go to the park. You they have to be almost taken everywhere because, one, everything's so far away, but, two, because of the environment, it's not always safe for the kids to be doing that, whether it's traffic or other inhibitors that the kids can't just go. So we've got all these extra jobs to do, so we need the energy and the strength to do that, and that's what some of those enhancing frequencies do, is they give us that extra power and that little extra boost to help us keep going.
And that's, and I'm glad you touched on that too, because I know there are increasingly we're getting, you know, young moms. I'm talking to one now. My husband has no idea what she's doing. She's got three kids. She's on complete overwhelm, just complete overwhelm. And she first checked on the AIM program, 3 years ago. And then again a year ago, and now she's just completely overwhelmed with work.
Aww.
And the kids. And so I'm just, you know, I'm so anxious for her to get started and be able to understand that it's okay to take care of herself. And I've just been, you know, congratulating her for taking this initiative to check on the program, and just grateful that it resonates with her. So, yeah, those moms today are – more than have their hands full, for sure.
No kidding. I mean, it's a big, you know, they're trying to work and they're driving distances to work. And then some of them, if you're on the East Coast, I was seeing the people on the news trying to get to work. And I talked to this one guy the other day, and he said he has to get up an extra 2 hours earlier so that he can try and get there. It's like, boy.
Can't imagine. They have to put that effort in and then be faced with the brutal, brutal cold.
No kidding.
Anyway, all right. Well, I'm going to tell people ahead of time. We're going to wrap up a little bit early tonight, but we want to go ahead and see if anybody has any questions or comments. We're just going to ask that you kind of keep it to one thing and be concise. So if we have the unusual and a lot of people raise their hand, we can get as many people in as possible. But we are going to be wrapping up in about 10 minutes or so, 10 to 15 minutes. So if you do have a question or comment for Roberta, you can let us know that by hitting on your phone, punch in 5-star. That'll kind of raise your hand on our virtual switchboard here. It'll put a little notation next to your phone number, and I can open your line so you can have the ability to chat with us. So don't be shy. If you got a comment or a question, you know, if it's a question, you may have a question that somebody else has, or somebody on the phone, or somebody that's going to listen after the fact. You're probably not the only one that has the question, or, again, any comments at all. 5-star. Not flocking in, Roberta.
Did we answer all your questions
tonight? I just think we just, you know, we cover, you know, it's fun. There's so much ground to cover, and it's like any topic you pick, it's so easy to fill that that half hour. Here we go. We have, this is Louise. Louise in D.C.
Hello.
Are you right,
I want to know what I've been doing lately is looking or going on the computer and trying to get your early programs, especially the founders or even the early days. And what year did you start? When did you put things on the computer? 2006.
You mean on the websites?
Uh huh.
Okay. You'll find, if you're going to your facilitator's website, you're going to find the oldest year we started putting them online. Here we go back to 2009 now, Louise.
I wanted to get the earlier ones. Sometimes I can go on other people's programs.
Okay, well, let me just finish.
I wish you could have those earlier programs. They're very, you learn a lot.
We didn't do them from day one where they were recorded, but there are some that go back to, I'm looking at another section here, and again, your facilitator can guide you to the specific pages on her website, his or her website, but we do have a few that go back to like 2006, 2007, 2008. These are
that's the ones I'm trying to.
Okay, when you go to your facilitator's website, and on the left-hand side, there's a section that says video/audio library.
I do that. But okay? Sometimes
so those are the audios, and those are some of the older ones. You're not going to find anything prior to probably 2006, unfortunately. But the more recent ones, it's just, remember, this program is constantly expanding. But you're right, there's some good calls there that you can access.
No,
okay?
I enjoy those older programs, some of them,
uh-huh.
because you really
okay.
pick up tips that you don't understand, that you miss somehow. And whoever's got, I try to go on other people's facilitators program to get those, but I wanted you to know that I really do appreciate them, and I've learned a lot that way.
All right. Well, there are all the facilitators have the same websites, and there's so there's
well, they don't all work the same way, Judy.
Well, they should. If they don't, check with your facilitator on that. But there are two different places to go. The older ones are where I told you in the video audio section, and then the ones 2009 and on to more recent are in the events and resources section. All right? Enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, dear. Take care. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay, here we go. We have a caller from area code 720. Go ahead.
Hello?
Area code. Hello, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, hi. This is Laurie, and I'm actually new on the AIM program, not even a month yet. And I'm really curious about the whole thing with parasites and, you know, what actually happens, you know, since it, from what I'm understanding is that other things, I guess, clear more slowly if there's the frequency of parasites, and also particularly if you have anything to add about Lyme and clearing the energetic frequency of Lyme.
Have you been diagnosed with that?
I was, but with, you know, with a muscle test sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the frequencies are on the program for Lyme disease, and sometimes there's different mutations of different things that will camouflage it into looking like similar frequencies, if that makes any sense. And it's kind of like when you first come on the program, you're balancing so many things, and there's so many levels that you're clearing, which is your active level, which is the things that are, you know, in the air that you're susceptible to today. Then there's chronic things, which are things that you might have had issues with, like maybe you had a flu 5 years ago and you had a little cough since then, or maybe not since then, but, you know, different things like that.
Uh-huh.
And then there's also the hereditary frequencies, which is all that you came to this world with, that have been passed down to you by generations and generations. Parasites are a frequency that sometimes are picked up when we're doing our scanning of different frequencies. Like if we were to do a special recheck on someone, sometimes parasites will come up. But parasites do have a tendency to, you clear things a little bit slower because they're pretty strong, and it's harder on the body to overcome them. And sometimes it's harder on the life force, because remember we were talking about life force and how it is, it helps you to overcome things. That's your power, your strength to overcome different things. So the frequencies do take a little bit longer if parasites are involved. But if we are not seeing those at the time, you can usually clear through things. It seems that if you have them, sometimes they come up very early, and sometimes they're hidden or masked by other hereditary frequencies. So you have to clear out things in order for those to come up, it seems. But we do have different frequencies for them. However, with different frequencies of parasites, we have not seen a lot of success. Not saying that people can't overcome them, like I said earlier, I never say never. I've seen people overcome parasite frequencies, and there's been quite a few of them that have overcome those things. So it just is the AIM program works individually for each one of us. We all clear things in our own time. and we all clear things in the way that we're supposed to clear them. So like I was saying, some people will have a reaction to a frequency where somebody else may not. So, but we do have different frequencies for the Lyme disease and that stuff on the program.
Okay.
Lori, just real quick, so everybody knows too, because you're probably not the only one that's new to the program, but when Stephen does the initial life force check, and as you saw on page 4 of your application, that energetic uncertainty check, if he saw at the time he checked you, and obviously he can only say what he finds at the time he checks you, but if he found the presence of a parasite imbalance, that would trigger that energetic uncertainty, and that would be reported to your facilitator and to you at the time you started on the program. But anybody, it's what Roberta said earlier, parasite imbalances are acquired. So and bugs like travel wherever they want to go, and the only other example I can think of, Roberta, is that Stephen says he loves sushi but he won't eat it because he doesn't want to risk acquiring parasites.
Yeah. The unhealthy stuff, what we're talking about.
So I'm a little confused about this. So nobody said anything to me about my having any sort of energetic uncertainty. Where would I have found that out? I actually have the paperwork that I was sent that gives me my the life force level.
Well, your facilitator would have called you and talked to you
and
about
said
it.
That.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So then,
yeah.
Okay.
They
so
didn't
then apparently,
say anything to you about it, then that wasn't picked up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, great. Glad to know that.
Well, welcome.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for answering my question. I appreciate it. I don't want to take up more time so somebody else can
oh,
get in
no
there.
Oh, no problem.
Take care.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
We have, it's just about our wrap-up hour here, so we got time for one more quick one, which is all we've got on the board. Okay, John, go ahead, John.
Good evening. John from Hondo, Texas.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I met you last August at the AIM Center in Las Vegas.
Yes, you did.
The AIM program is basically a reactive program. We react to things that are presented to us, imbalances that are presented to us, imbalances that we're born with. I have come to thinking of the AIM program as a reactive program in that I will use it to avoid problems rather than confronting them and clearing them. What do you think about that?
Hmm.
In Christianity, it's as you think, so shall you be. And in the Eastern religions, it's mind-body connection. So it all dovetails into if you use it as a proactive thing in your life, you can better your life and avoid situations.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think I'd do that.
Probably. And with the program, it does raise our level of consciousness, which then we are picking a better way or different path or more direct path. So we're making better choices, which is pretty much where you're going with that. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's different ways of looking at it, of course. And being more conscious of what's going on does make you make better choices. And so then when we're clearing these things or balancing these energies, I don't like to say clearing. I'm always saying balancing. But when we're doing that, we can either make the conscious decision to react to it or to realize that that's what we're doing and keep on moving forward.
Yeah, but I mean reacting, not reacting, but thinking about the problems that are confronting us in life and an active volition of I want to avoid those problems.
Mm-hmm.
I was told I had a cataract in my left eye 8 years ago, that would need surgery within 6 months. And I have 20/20 vision in my left eye because I have really wanted my left eye to be well and to act normally. And that's all I ask is to act normally. Other things, I want to avoid the flu in this flu season. And so far, knock on wood, I have. I've been around a lot of sick people, but I haven't gotten ill. And I choose not to be ill. And I use the AIM program to help me with my choosing of health problems, avoidance.
Well, I think that that's pretty much what we're all pretty much trying to do. Some people are more successful than others, and you're probably way more successful. But like when we were talking about parasites, that's one of the ways that one of my participants cleared hers was goal cards to help her to concentrate on what she didn't want, which was she didn't want to succumb to having parasites, and she just saw herself as not having them and clearing them, and she did her own self-healing, so to speak. So it's kind of you're using more like the power of positive thinking.
Yes.
Definitely.
And focus on what it
is. I like to be as I think, so shall I be.
Absolutely. And, you know, my mom is like that because when we were in private practice and she worked for us and Steve would check her if she wasn't feeling perfect or he'd hear something or he just wanted to check her to see which ones she was ready to go as far as hereditary frequencies go, which bottles she could do next, she never wanted to know anything about it. And he always thought that was kind of odd because everybody else was writing down what they had and focusing on it. And to her, she felt that was a negative. She didn't care what she had. She knew she was going to get over it, so she really didn't care. And she's still like that today. And she's 86, and she only takes vitamins. And all of her friends have had hip replacements and all this other stuff. And she just, you know, she tells me, I don't have time to think about that stuff. So,
yeah,
you know,
I've avoided all those surgeries, the heart problems and joint problems, and I just think myself into being healthy.
That's what she does too, and it works.
Yes,
absolutely. Well, we'll give a little bit of credit to some of those hereditary imbalances that you've cleared, whether you're aware of it or not.
Probably so. Yeah.
Yeah,
I've outlived all of my ancestors so far.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt to that because we've all got hereditary imbalances to heal for sure. But beyond that, as Roberta said, you know, focusing on what you want versus what you don't want is huge, very huge. All right, sir. Well, thanks, John.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night, John.
Well, we're going to wrap things up here. If that's okay with you, Roberta, I think we've pretty well covered it, and I don't have any more hands raised, and you probably need to rest your little voice or lungs or whatever you're feeling. We'll probably, you know, well, if anybody tunes into the call tomorrow, you may get to hear what we heard on Tuesday with Stephen's voice. But anyway, I want to thank you for making the time to be with us tonight. It was good to be with you again.
Well, thank you, and thank everyone for coming and talking to us tonight and bringing their questions. And if anybody didn't have or maybe couldn't think of their question at that time and you have a question that you'd like to ask after the fact, you can always email me at info@energeticmatrix.com, and I'll be sure to answer any of your questions that you have.
All right, and just a quick reminder for our listeners, if you haven't yet seen all the resources that we have available to participants, please do get in touch with your facilitator. That's your first resource here. Visit their website and be sure you're receiving the weekly email newsletters that the office sends out every Friday. Those are really important, and so it's really important that we have a current working email address for you. If you happen to change addresses, do let your facilitator know so they can make the change in the system here. It's the only way, really, we have to service all the participants we work with worldwide. And we also would love to have you join us on the weekly Everything is Energy show. That's every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time. We all learn something new, regardless of how long we've been around. You can find listening information always in the weekly newsletter and right on the homepage of all of our websites, facilitator sites and aimprogram.com. Everybody, have a good evening. Roberta, thank you so much, dear. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.